you, again, this is we're doing a big catch up here, and you know, recently you personally had some issues. You contracted COVID, and that's not easy. So, you know, how was that for you?
Yeah, so that was very difficult. That probably has been one of the most challenging events I've ever gone through in my life. And I feel like I've gone through a few. But that I became very ill with COVID and was shocked. I mean, I actually went to visit my daughter in PEI and was tested at the border and tested negative. Went and visited with my daughter and grandson. Was feeling fine, feeling great. Even on the day that they feel that I became infectious, I still felt fine. But by the time Sunday rolled around, I was very ill. And I knew something was wrong and actually thought I'll book a test for COVID just to make sure that I don't have COVID. Still thinking that I didn't. Thought I probably had a really bad flu bug, but it felt different. And so when the results come, so I isolated right away from Sun, from yeah, from Monday morning. And when the results come back on Wednesday, I was like, I have COVID.
Yeah, I remember you were supposed to. There was the opening of the what was it called? Early care
Infant
center,
care,
infant
yes.
care. Yeah,
Yeah,
and
I
you were
was
supposed to be
scheduled
opening.
to cut the ribbon on Tuesday. So, and I had actually messaged Scott and said, you know, I've come down with like a really bad cold, maybe flu. I've booked a test out of an abundance of caution. You know, if I get those results back and it's negative, I'll be masked and I would still come. You know, I didn't. And I knew on Tuesday that it probably was something more. I just was not well.
How long did it knock you down for?
I was down for a good 15 days,
Wow.
but 7 of those days were brutal. They were brutal. I slept sitting up with my head down in my chest because that's the only way it felt I could breathe. I also developed a pericarditis with it, which I think made things much worse for me. But yeah, very ill and still trying to keep up with my emails, respond. You know, Sam was coming to me with constituent concerns. The department, although we had a minister step in for me, Minister McMaster stepped in the department. There still was some questions that I'd have to field. But I really had to take, you know, 7 of those days and just try to heal. And I'm still not 100%, Ed. But my understanding is this does take a while. I guess, you know, the one thing, and I think about this time and time again, because there was one day I remember feeling so ill that I was just like, I don't know if I have the strength to fight this.
Oh, gosh.
It was just one day. So I guess my message is, you know, now more than ever, I understand the importance of vaccination. And, you know, if people can get vaccinated, please go get vaccinated because I truly believe that if I was not double vaccinated, I probably would have been hospitalized. People have been hospitalized. We hear that. We know of people that we, you know, love and then our community that have become very ill, people that have passed away across our province with this. So it's so important to do the right thing and get vaccinated.